Gary, it's another afternoon when things haven't really gone your way.
No, I think that's a fair assessment of the game, you know. We, to be fair to us, we weren't at quite at it first half. And the game was a little bit cancel each other out, and towards the end of the season, sometimes you get those types of games. And then we get, you know, undone by a scruffy goal that's deflected. But you know, I think I counted on the, looking back at it, we had four opportunities to make tackles and we didn't. And then, like I say, it took a wicked deflection. But fair play to the boys. Second half, you know, they came out and they responded to half time and had a real good go. We scored a wonderful goal. You know, it's a great bit of play. And we were really on the front foot and we were aggressive in how we went about it. We got undone by a decision that, you know, I've watched it four or five times. I can't honestly stand here in front of you now and tell you whether it's a free kick or not. And I've watched it back four or five times. He's guessed. He's absolutely guessed. And to, you know, make matters worse, he's then quickly gone and booked him. And, you know, I thought he was poor today, the referee. Because I've just watched it back. Danny Filliskirk at the end, it's not offside. So, you know, we're not getting the rub of the green with them. It's as simple as that.
Whoever was said, what goes round comes round. Well, it's going to come round for you.
Yeah, well, we'll see on that one. But, once he does give the free kick, whether it is or it isn't, you then have to defend it. And it's gone in too easy for me.
First half, you played Colin Daniel very high up the pitch. And they had a little bit of joy going forward down the right-hand side, didn't they?
Yeah, you know, like I say, it wasn't just on that side. We just weren't at it. We did, you know, one or two we were carrying, and you know, we made a change at half time and it suited us better.
Yeah, Danny Filliskirk made a real difference, didn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Coming on, he did it at home to Charlton, and he's done it again here today. I thought he was in a great position to cut in himself and score, but he, you know, he was a little bit unselfish and tried to set somebody else up.
Great ball from Jay Spearing for the goal, and there was another great pass that Ollie Turton probably should have done better with.
Yeah, he's certainly got to hit the target. But like you've said, you know, their goalkeeper's made an outstanding save from Armand's header. Wonderful ball in from Danny Filliskirk as well. And then, like you've just said there, Turts has got to try and score from there, or at least hit the target, to be fair to him.
And what the result does puts you back well into the mix again, doesn't it?
Until, like I've said, for weeks on end now, until we know that there's four R's against people's names and hopefully not ours, then we got to keep going. It's as simple as that. I'm positive going into Monday's game with the response that we've had from the second half.
It's a big game, isn't it?
They're all big games, aren't they? Today was a big game. Last week was a big game. Next week's a big game. And the week after, so, they're all big games, and we've got to enjoy the occasions, because what we did ever so well last season was we enjoyed the occasions of these big games leading in at the other end of the table.
No Cal Vassell today, what's the story?
Just a bit of a knock, so he'll be fine for Monday.
Will we see players on Monday who we haven't seen today?
Well, it's a bit early to say that, because like I say, second half I thought the way that they responded was very well.
And can he go to Oldham and get that necessary win under your belt?
Well, I think you have to take confidence and from our performances away from home. You know, I think the last four games we've away from home, we've got three clean sheets. So, you know, we've got to keep going with that. And like I say, keep pushing and keep with that intensity that we played with the second half especially, then, you know, that gives us a good chance.
What's your approach over the weekend? Because the games come thick and fast. Is it rest and recuperation?
Yeah, no, we'll be in tomorrow and we'll be in Sunday prepping for Oldham. It's as simple as that. There'll be a group training, a group recovery, and then we'll all train together again on Sunday and then get ready to go and try and put on a performance that gets us 3 points.